Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our 12th installment in our series on Tevilas Kelim. Please forgive me, but I think we'll take an interlude just for today. On the year that this is being recorded, year 5773, today is Shivasar B'Tammuz, the fast of the 17th of Tammuz, and I thought today we would just take a break from discussion of immersing vessels, just talk a little bit about the fast day and maybe somewhat of a message to reflect on today. Famously, a number of tragedies befell the Jewish people on this day. Probably the most famous one is both during the first and second temples. The walls around Yerushalayim were breached on this day, the 17th of Tammuz. But another very famous thing which occurred on the 17th of Tammuz is that we're taught that Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchos, broke the tablets on this day, the 17th of Tammuz, that he had been up at Har Sinai receiving the Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He came down to find the Jewish people worshiping the golden calf, and he broke the luchos. And that happened, this tragic event happened on the 17th of Tammuz. The Gemara is very clear that Moshe Rabbeinu did the correct thing by breaking the luchos. Famously, the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu discusses the luchos asher shibarta, that you, Moshe, broke. And the Gemara says that asher shibarta, that which you broke, is somewhat of a different way of saying yasher kochach asher shibarta. You did the correct thing by breaking the luchos. Why did Moshe break the luchos? The most famous answer has to do with Moshe Rabbeinu reasoning that if the Jewish people were performing this sin, they didn't deserve to have the Torah in the first place. But there is another approach, which is really very powerful, that as Moshe Rabbeinu saw what was happening below with the golden calf, the luchos began to get heavy. And the reason the luchos began to be heavy was that the letters on the luchos were chiseled out of the stone, and slowly the letters began to depart from the luchos. So instead of there being these chiselings on the stone, that parts of the stone were broken away, the tablets became completely whole because the letters were gone. And Moshe Rabbeinu felt that the luchos had become heavier. It's a powerful thing to think about, that Moshe Rabbeinu realized that because of the sin of the Jewish people, the luchos had changed. The luchos were no longer the luchos anymore. This powerful bond between God and his people had disappeared in a sense. And Moshe Rabbeinu just went with the flow. The luchos had become heavier, so Moshe Rabbeinu allowed them to fall from his hands. That same idea is so interesting to think about in the context of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Of course, today is the beginning of the 3 weeks period, which we mourn the destruction of both temples. And that idea that, wow, God allowed the temple to be destroyed, really, the pshat is that God merely allowed a physical expression of what had already spiritually occurred. The same way that Moshe's breaking of the luchos was merely following through on the letters leaving the luchos, God's destruction of the temple, allowing the temple to be destroyed, was following through on the fact that the core of the temple was already gone. We know, for example, that the destruction of the second temple was what's called Is'arusa Dilasata, an inspiration from below. Famously, Ezra rallied the Jewish people to go back to the land of Israel, and they ultimately built the second temple. This was a bottom-up approach, so to say. The Jewish people made it happen. What was the sin which caused the destruction of the second temple? Sinas Chinam, baseless hatred. So it was that powerful unity and inspiration of the people as a whole that brought about the second temple. And once that crumbled, once there was Sinas Chinam, that core which created the second temple was gone. That's the pshat in the destruction of the second temple. So we talk so much, how can we do mitzvos? How can we do great things to bring back the temple? It's not a mystery. If we strengthen the relationships between ourselves and others, it's more than just some nice metaphor, you're building the temple brick by brick. That, of course, is true. But the basic core of the temple was gone. And if we strengthen our relationships with others, we've rebuilt that core. Once we rebuild that core, of course the temple will come. just a very specific thing to reflect on for a few moments. We talk a lot about Lashon Hara. We talk a lot about speaking ill of others, forgetting Lashon Hara for a moment. What's our general attitude of interface with others? To what extent do we really have respect for others? If we disagree with someone, do we disagree with respect, or do we disagree with sharpness and maybe even sometimes malice? If we reflect over these weeks and maybe improve just a little bit, we should be zocha for the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, b'mehera v'yameinu, speedily in our days. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day, a meaningful fast. Take care.